So there is one song that, you know, everyone that I have spoken to that I, and I've told, I think, pretty much everybody I know that I was going to be talking with you today. So the instant I would tell them, they would start singing You Know What to me. And in 2015, you did an absolutely delightful version of Elvira with the a cappella group Home Free for the TV talent show The Sing Off. And that just, that version, I get such a huge kick out of that song. And I'm sure that that group got such a lift from your presence in that room. As far as collaborations that you've had over the years, what can you say were your favorites?
Now, that's an interesting question, I mean, because we have worked with a lot of people. You know, I've already talked about Johnny Cash. We've sung on a couple of records with Johnny Cash. You know, that certainly was very important to us, very instrumental. You know, Ray Charles, we sang on a record with Ray Charles. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's hard, you know, for one of them to stick out, you know, in a big time way. I'll just say this. Probably the latest collaboration that we've done, you know, in the last year or so, was singing on a record with Blake Shelton. That was very, very, very special. There's no doubt about it. You know, Blake Shelton called us. He actually got in touch with Joe Bonzel, and our tenor singer, and he said, I've got a new project coming out, and I have a song that is just perfect for you guys. Would you guys be willing to sing on a record with me? And, of course, you know what our answer was. You don't say, and I'm about to use a double negative, but you don't say no to Blake Shelton. and we did not. We did not.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
said, of course, yeah, we'd be glad to sing with you. And I remember, you know, going to the studio that the night. Blake flew in from California where he was doing his TV show. You know, he's become a big TV star, too, you know. And he flew in, and especially for that recording session. And we had so much fun that night in the studio singing a song called Doing It to Country Songs. And Blake was very happy with it. It turned out really well. And it was a very exciting, very, very clever, very exciting song. And then it was just a few months later, Blake called us up again. And he got in touch with Joe Bonzel once again. And he said, you know, they want me to sing that song on TV for the CMA Award, you know, the CMT Award shows during Fanfare, during CMA Music Fest. Would you guys be willing to sing on TV with me? And once again, our answer was the same: yes.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. We went to the rehearsal, the sound check / rehearsal that day. You know, to rehearse the song with Blake. You know, to get ready for the TV show. It was Blake's idea to put a couple of choruses of Elvira on the end of Doing It to Country Songs. And so we did do that. He says, I want these young kids out here to hear what real country music is all about. That's exactly what he said. Those were his words. He said, I want them to hear real country music. And so he said, so we did. And I remember that night, Bridgestone Arena, completely packed out. We got up there and we sang Doing It to Country Songs with Blake Shelton. And then when we got to the choruses of Elvira on the end, Blake Shelton and the Oak Ridge Boys together singing Elvira, the whole arena stood to their feet. They were all singing, young kids that were out there, you know, were not even born when Elvira was a hit. But they were singing along, dancing. Most of the country music stars that were in the audience that night were up dancing, singing along. I'll never forget it. I looked down and I saw Carrie Underwood singing Papa Mau Mau, you know. it was a great experience. And, you know, later on, all last summer, you know, we worked several festivals together with Blake Shelton, and he really helped us. And he helped get us in tune with some of today's new young country music fans. And it was a great experience for the Oak Ridge Boys. It really was.
Now, you have a book out about your life's journey.
Well, you're right. You know, I already talked, you know, about it. You know, for a couple of years, I sang with Elvis, you know, or about a year and a half anyway, before I joined the Oak Ridge Boys. And, you know, for years, people would ask me questions. You know, when people would find out that I sang with Elvis, immediately they started asking questions. You know, what was it like working with Elvis? You know, what kind of a guy was Elvis? Was he a good guy? You know, just tell me some Elvis stories. You know, and so I spent so much time talking about it. One day I got to thinking, you know, maybe I should write some of this down. And so I am not a writer. I do not pretend to be a writer, but I got together with a good friend of mine. His name is Steve Robinson. He is a great writer, and he is probably also the best Elvis historian that I think I know. He knows. He can tell you what Elvis had for breakfast on a given day. He knows that much about Elvis. So I got together with him. He agreed to work with me. And it took us about a year and a half, maybe, to put the book together. It seemed like every time I had a few days off, I'd get together with him, and we'd talk, and I'd talk in his little recorder that he had there. We interviewed a bunch of people that were around back in those days. We tried to get everything factually correct, which I think we came pretty close. And I came out, you know, the end result was a book called From Elvis to Elvira. You know, first of all, I love the title, and it kind of says it all. It really does.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
If you're an Elvis fan, there's great Elvis stories in that book. If you're an Oak Ridge Boys fan, there's also great Oak Ridge Boys stories in there. But as you said, it's really my personal story. You know, I go back to my childhood days, and the first singing that I ever did as a boy soprano, if you can believe that. And, you know, I talk about my voice changing when I was in junior high school. And, you know, it's a great read. Like I say, if you're an Elvis fan, you'll love it. If you're an Oak Ridge Boys fan, you'll really like the book. And if you read it, you'll get to know me, Richard Sturban, just a little bit better.
That's just wonderful. Well, I certainly consider you gentlemen to be a national treasure. And I'm so delighted that you are still touring, a very active tour. The Shine the Light tour is coming to Keene Friday, March 8th. And what can folks expect that night at the Colonial?
Well, and you know, once again, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, first of all, let me speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys. Let me tell you, we're looking forward to we don't get to New England very often, so we're looking forward to coming your way. We certainly are, and I understand the Colonial Theater is a beautiful place, so it's going to be a great place to see a show. But we're planning to have a great time. We're going to do our best. We're going to work to make it a great night. So we want to encourage people to come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys. And what you're going to hear a lot of hit songs. You can count on the fact that you're going to hear Elvira. You know, you're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oompa, Oompa, Mau Mau. You know, that is the law. But not just Elvira. You're going to probably one of our most requested songs ever is Thank God for Kids. We will do that song on the show. We'll do our first hit ever, Y'all Come Back Saloon, and a lot of hit songs. We are also very excited about our latest project called 17th Avenue Revival, produced by Dave Cobb. You know, Dave Cobb, he's the hottest guy in Nashville right now. As you probably know, he does all of Chris Stapleton stuff. He's done the Zac Brown Band, Jason Isbell, and he's very much in demand. He produced our latest project, 17th Avenue Revival. It's like a cross between rockabilly, old-time rockabilly, Jerry Lee Lewis, even Elvis, and some you know, old blues like Ray Charles. It's a mixture of that and gospel, you know, shouting gospel, if I could put it that way. You know, it's music like we try to create the feeling of going to an old-time revival meeting on this project. So we are going to do, and this music is very meaningful now to a lot of people, to a lot of our fans. So along with all the hits, we're going to include some of this new music from 17th Avenue Revival. We're patriotic guys. We will probably honor our country and our troops and our veterans. But just in general, it's going to be a great night of good country music and family entertainment. That's really what the Oak Ridge Boys are all about. There's something for every member of the family, from grandma and grandpa on down to young kids, you know. And so like I say, we plan to have a great time, and we want to encourage people to come on to March the 8th, come to the Colonial Theater and spend an evening with the Oak Ridge Boys.